Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not too often that I get to get up in front of people, but it's good to see all of you here this morning. My wife and I were just praying on our way here and thanking God for the opportunity to be able to come to a place like this where we can get together and be with one another, encourage one another, admonish and teach, learn from God's word, and fellowship with one another. So it's a blessing. And like we sang in the song this morning, I can honestly say it is a sweet thing to trust in Jesus. It offers so much peace that the world can't give. I'd like to share a little bit about my testimony and let everyone here kind of know how I came to the Lord and what God has done in my life. So growing up, I didn't give God much thought in my life. I'd say I come from a family that would follows the Lord in some aspects, but in other ways, not so much. We grew up Catholic. My father is here this morning. I grew up in the Catholic Church until I was about 14. And I went to church every Sunday with my family, and it was just sort of something that we did. It's not really anything that I made personal in my own life. And the one thing that stood out to me that I remember is I also went to public school. And some of the classmates that were in my school also went to the Catholic Church that I knew. And I saw that during the week, they weren't really any different or didn't seem any different than anyone else at the school in reference to non-believers. They didn't seem any different in their walk and in their way of life. So my parents began to question some key elements in the Catholic Church. And they decided that they were going to seek and to search. So they began that journey, began to seek the Lord earnestly. And my father has always admired the Mennonites and the Amish growing up, and the Plain communities. We had never been to or interacted with any of the Plain people before, but through an internet search, we found Pequay, Amish Mennonite, which is just down the road here, along 340. So one Sunday morning in fall of 08, we attended our first service there. And for me, I remember how much of a special time that was. I'd never heard four-part harmony a cappella singing before, so that was pretty neat. To me, it sounded like angels. I was like, wow, that's pretty neat. But we started attending there off and on Sunday mornings just to meet the people. And the one thing that impressed me was the solid teaching of the Word of God. It's simple. Whereas the Catholic Church, they do have readings, and they read through the scriptures. They have I forget what the name of it is, but there's a time where the priest will get up and he'll read some scripture for the week, and then that'll be the scripture that the congregation will hear. And then, of course, through the service, there is scriptures interwoven throughout it. But for a minister to stand up and simply speak the word of God, and it caught my attention. And that's when I began to search myself. I had a Bible on my shelf at home. I never really read it. It was a teen study Bible. I think it was the International Version. But I remember it was right around that time. I have a journal entry that I wrote, and it says, I think my Bible is really dusty. I'll pull it off the shelf, and I think I'll read it. So I did. I pulled it off the shelf, and I began to read it. And it was not long after that when I came to a full understanding of Christ's blood and his sacrifice for my sins. And I began to sense a real burden in my life, and my sins seemed to weigh heavy on me. So I remember several times during that time I was just burdened about my sins and my life. And there was an evening I brought them to the Lord. I brought them to the Lord by my bedside, and I remember sensing such a peace that I'd never felt before, knowing that all of those sins were taken care of by Jesus. And I proceeded with a fervor and a joy. I loved to get together with the people of God and fellowship with them. And I wanted to do good and serve the Lord for what he had done for me. Last night as I was preparing for this, I thought of some verses in Ephesians. And I'd like to read a short section of Ephesians chapter 2. Starting in verse 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." I realized in my life at that point, I didn't actually know that was salvation. I just began walking with the Lord. Many things in my life changed automatically, some overnight, some took more time. But I didn't even realize what had happened. And here in this verse, we are quickened. We are made alive. You know, we were once dead, and Christ makes us alive. And that was one thing that really stood out to me when I read this passage for the first time. I thought, wow, that's me. And I didn't know it at the time, but then I realized it. I knew there were many things in my life that had changed. I had a love for God's people that I had not had before. I had a love for people in general. I had a desire to please my parents, whereas in time past, sometimes I would bicker and argue with my parents if they wanted me to do something, and that was a challenge. But this time, without even trying or realizing, I had a desire in my heart that I wanted to please my parents, and I wanted to honor them and obey them. I also have a close friend growing up. His name was Nick, or is Nick, and he and I would be very competitive when we would play backyard sports once in a while. It was pickup football or some basketball. And I noticed how I began to not be as competitive, in the sense that I wasn't trying to one-up on him. More so be loving and enjoy the time we had to share together. So I noticed that part of me changed as well. And then I also, in public school, the language used there isn't the best, and I picked up on some of that. So I had a foul mouth, especially around eighth grade. And I was able to hide it pretty well from my parents. I didn't use it at home, but sometimes we'd do things like sit in the back of the bus on the way home and try to string together as many curse words as we could and have it make sense. I mean, that was a game that we played, and it was just not edifying. It was not good, and I noticed right away that I did not desire to be a part of that, and all of that ceased almost in an instant, overnight. I did go through a period of doubting my salvation. And there were some strongholds in my life that caused that. And it was tough. It was very discouraging, and I struggled through that. And I read the scriptures a lot during that time. The one thing that coming out of that, I realized, if any of you struggle with that, with doubting your salvation, 1 John is a really good book. I found that to be a help in understanding. You know, you can have confidence and assurance in where you stand with God. And during that time, I had come across 1 John, and it talks about that if we confess our sins, you know, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And it's about walking in the light. It's not that we're perfect, but it's the direction we're going and where we're walking. Are we walking with the Lord, or are we walking with Satan? I'm walking toward darkness. And we don't base our faith on our feelings. That was one thing I learned out of that, is that we stand on the Word of God and we believe it wholeheartedly, whether we feel it or not. We stand on that. One thing that's also been a great encouragement to me is my relationship with my father. Since day one, we've had a really close relationship. We've been close all through the years, but especially during this time, we were able to share with one another. And I would consider that both of us started our Christian walk together. And it was so exciting just to see each other grow in the Lord and spend those times praying together and reading God's word and learning new things. It was so much fun. We would open the scripture and we would come to a place and read that passage, and we'd come to a verse and be like, oh, wow, that's so neat. Because I had never, I know maybe most of you here have grown up with hearing the scriptures. They're being taught to you. And that's a wonderful thing, to have parents that read the scriptures and teach, and you go to church and you learn at school. And it's good. Well, there were a lot of things in the Bible that I had never read or even understood before or even knew about. And so it was so exciting just to see and to see how God deals with his people and how he works in our lives and in our hearts. Since then, there's been a few struggles along the way. In 2015, I came down with some chronic Lyme disease, so I've battled with my health, and I still continue to do that today. But even through all of that, I mean, there were several periods where when I was at my lowest, I would cry out to the Lord and say, just take me home. I'm ready to go. I don't want to go on. But I trusted him through it all. I've never become angry or bitter at God. I love the Lord with all my heart, and I know that he has a purpose in everything that we go through. Some of the things that we go through in this life are not easy, but we know that we have him to hold on to, knowing that he works all things together for good. God can take your pain and suffering, and he can make something beautiful out of it. Especially if it's pain and suffering that we didn't inflict on ourselves through sin, but if it's through righteousness or something that is out of our control. Scripture says, blessed are you if you suffer for good. So we can rest in that. God has shown himself strong. His grace is sufficient. I never thought that being sick and dealing with these things and feeling inadequate, I never thought I would get married. And I have a beautiful wife, and I'm so thankful for her. So God is amazing. And he led all through that relationship too. We were blessed to have godly parents and guiding us and teaching us as we walked through our relationship. We had a hands-off courtship. And in fact, the very first time we held hands or even touched was on our wedding day, right after the ceremony. So I remember standing up front when Jesse was, we were saying our vows, and Jesse was up front there. And I remember I took her hands for the first time, and I felt shivers go down my back. Just an encouragement for you young guys. It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it to save those things for marriage, to wait. So I'm not perfect by no means. Like, I know, as Paul would say, by the grace of God, I am who I am. As I encourage all of you to walk with the Lord, be faithful, for He is a faithful God. He will always be faithful. He doesn't change. That's also another comfort of our God, is He does not change. So what we learn from here, we can trust that that's always going to be that way. So I think that's all I have.